Hello?
Hello, good evening. Is Robert Hammer there?
No, I'm sorry, is it?
Well, maybe I can speak with you then. My name is Alan. I'm calling for national opinion surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
We'll vote.
Definitely?
Yes.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
44.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
I'm not very strong.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Satisfied. Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read your list. Please let me know two out of the list that I'm going to read. First one, climate change and environmental issues. Next one, inflation and the economy, improving K-12 public school education, crime and violence, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, health care costs, protecting our democracy and freedoms, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds black cops accountable, gun regulation and reform, or immigration and border security?
The economy.
In may I know another one besides the economy?
I don't know any other.
Thank you so much. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Thank you. And how often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. And how often will you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not very concerned.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Kamala Harris.